No, not November. The most wonderful time of year for perverts like you. I'm sure a bunch of you have been counting down for this month to end. And this year, I'm counting down with you. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. No coming for a month. It must feel so counterintuitive not to come at the end of such a countdown, let alone no coming for 30 days. I can already see your excitement rising to a worrying point. That just tells me that you'll never make the full 30 days. Very full days. A tormenting, long, and slow countdown until December. 20. 20. Still 20. Luckily for you, I've looked into my pure heart, and it told me to watch over you for the rest of the month. I know, I know. I don't have to show such kindness. But I simply can't let a moment slide where I can do something in return for those that are desperately in need of help. Very desperate. And we're only halfway through. You poor thing. Because the odds are stacked against you, we need to bring out the big guns. So I'll be supporting you about 3 times per week. You'll be getting audios on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday? Yeah. Maybe I'll give you some tips, tricks, exercises for the whole week. But at those points, we will have some quality time together, wherein I can make sure you stay motivated for this hard challenge. Talking about hard, all of this talk must have made you quite sensitive. Maybe you couldn't help yourself and you even started touching yourself. For those who have, that's all right. It was in line with my expectations, because deep down, you all want to touch yourself for me. For those who haven't touched themselves, what's holding you back? Are you afraid you'd lose control the moment you'd already touch yourself on the first day? You might think it's a display of willpower, but if you ask my opinion, it just shows your fear that you will fail. You see, refraining from touching yourself just makes that fear bigger and will make it more likely that you will be one of the first ones to drop. You have come to me for help, so now you will have to trust me and do as I say. Start touching yourself.
What's that?
Not so hesitant. I want hard, confident strokes, as if you're working towards a mind-blowing orgasm. This might all feel contradictory, but going into these challenges head-on is the only way you'll overcome that lingering fear of failing this challenge. The odds look best for you today. Now, you still have some stamina left, and the denial is not quite maddening yet. Today is about showing that you can take more than you think you can. Faster. Harder. I want you to edge very soon now. Yes. 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 Your first November wasn't that bad, now was it? I'm not convinced that you are confident. You need more exposure. Edge again, as you face that fearful, humiliating scenario where you just lose control because you touch that throbbing, sensitive cock with just a little too much excitement, and that thick load just shoots out. Yes. 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 That's better. Even that cock throbs more firmly now. But I need you to add a bit more conviction. Why don't you just repeat? As much as I want to come, I won't come. Say it again now, as you get to another edge. As much as I want to come, I won't come. As much as I want to come, I won't come. As much as I want to come, I won't come. Boy, that's better. 3 out of 20 edges. Oh my, did I just spoil your assignment for the day? I got so carried away that it slipped out. To be fair, you were saying that you won't come with such confidence that I thought you were ready to hear it. It might seem like a lot, but that's the fear talking. Don't listen to it. I promise you, you will feel more confident the moment you succeed this challenge. On top of that, after the edges we just did together, your throbbing cock will start begging you for the remaining 17 edges anyway. Maybe it'll even convince you to do more than 20. But I want you to have edged at least 20 times before the next time we talk. Do you understand? Good boy. Now, for those who really want to take it in their own hands and significantly increase their odds to succeed No Nut November, I have a tailored version of this assignment for the A-grade participants that have shown the most commitment so far. If you don't want your confidence to fade, I fear that you will have to do an edging exercise daily. Daily, I am going to ask you to edge as many times as the days that are still left until you are finally allowed to unload those cum-bloated balls. 20 edges today, 19 tomorrow, 18 the day after tomorrow. You get the jizz of it. I mean, you get the gist of it. Every day that you will have to get close a few times less than before will give you a sense of progression. Just make sure you don't get a bit too close. I promise that the motivation will sear through your body after just a few days. Make your choice today and stick to it to avoid sticky situations. Because that cum is not coming further than the tip of that pulsing head, whereafter most of it will desperately crawl back into those balls that are getting fuller by the day. Worry not. Next time I will be sharing a trick to make sure you leak enough pre-cum to get a bit of a release from time to time. And if that should not do the trick, then maybe we should just get comfort out of the idea that they say you can get used to everything. Let us hope. A desperate, dripping, rock-hard cock and heavy cum-filled blue balls were included when they said that.